Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. And as you know, we pride ourselves on talking all things tech and innovation. Share your thoughts, comments and feedback with us as we debrief, get some insight and build up on conversations that we're having tonight. Do share your thoughts as well on 063-6880-959. Tonight we want to talk about an amazing innovation that has come through, one that's a particular theme that's giving us some insight into how a car rental platform allows vehicle owners to actually earn cash. Now we might be thinking, hold on, we've seen vehicle sharing platforms before, we've also seen a number of e-hailing platforms, so what makes CarShare Nova different? Well, tonight we join in studio by the co-founder, Themba Mgimedi, the co-founder of CarShare Nova, joining us in studio. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Happy to be here. Quite honored. Big fan of the show. Big fan of you.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. I must tell you, I looked at the website earlier on and I was like, ooh, this is intriguing. Number one, because of the types of cars you have on the website. And then also, of course, you know, just in terms of how the system does work in terms of flexibility. But I say that as someone who's already been on the website. For anyone who doesn't know what CarShare Nova is, explain what it is you do.
Oh, great. So simply, CarShare Nova is a car sharing platform. That's in the name CarShare Nova. So the name is actually a combination of the words CarShare, which is our industry, and Casanova, which is the famous Velandra. And it represents a non-commitment to cars, which is something new to South Africans.
I love it.
Yeah, so the platform allows you to list your car to be rented out and compete in this industry that is car rental that has previously been owned by the giants. And we take care of the stuff that they do, which is the vetting, the insurance, the payments processing and the marketing. So similar to how Airbnb disrupted the property space, we disrupting the car rental space and giving this $1 billion industry back to the people. So they earn 80% of all the money that comes through CarShare Nova goes back to the people, which is what makes us so different from regular car rental.
Well, what's interesting as well, as you say, you go through the vetting process, but I'm so keen to understand what does that entail, right? Because the caliber of vehicles that you have on your website, I mean, there's the likes of a G-Wagon, there's a Lamborghini I saw earlier, Porsche Cayenne.
Yes.
and that's just a few. There's still, you know, other real luxury cars as well that are there. High risk, you know, insurance and the likes, and making sure that the owners themselves have a sense of security should they lease their vehicles out. So how rigorous is that process? What does it entail? What systems do you have in place?
So our biggest pride are our owner community. We've placed trust in us. So we currently, I think when I walked in here, we had about 270 plus cars listed, which is about over 220 million in vehicle assets that we manage through our insurance product that we've actually built and designed. And yes, the security that they have is through the tech. We do very high-tech vetting, which involves pinging the government for an ID, pinging your passport, selfies to confirm if that is you, authenticating your bank account details. So it's quite rigorous. And it's much safer than what usually happens at a car rental counter where you give your ID, they look at your face like, you've changed a little, but that's you. So we believe that in tech, these things have been done before. Tech allows you to really verify people's footprint beyond just what you see in front of you. So we actually have more rigorous safety than even what you see at a car rental counter. And knock on wood, we still haven't had incidents. So maybe, I hope Elon Musk doesn't try rent from us and bypass us.
I was about to ask, I can imagine that also speaks to the additional level of responsibility that the owner also needs to participate in, having the necessary telematics or insurance and vehicle tracking devices just to monitor where the vehicle does go. Should it be leased out? Is that something you manage?
So the owner manages that, but the contractual agreement between the renter and the owner is clear that these are the things we do, these are the things we don't do in terms of like tracking them or not. But we pride ourselves on being an enabler business. So we allow people to start businesses through our platform. So our best performing owners are the ones that even advertise their cars themselves, put very nice photos on the platform. Not the lazy ones that just take a selfie with the car and put it in the back. So we're proud to be an enabling business, but we have all the core structures covered. And so, for instance, our insurance is backed by Old Mutual, and we had to prove a lot of trust for that. Our co-founder, who is not here today, he was the employee number one at Naked Insurance. He built those early stage decision trees that allow them to do insurance in 90 seconds. So we're quite robust in our tech, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Got you. Naked Insurance, good friends of ours. They put me on a billboard. I say that cheekily. My name, though, spoke to them. thank you. You mentioned something so interesting, right? Because as you say, you're trying to build an ecosystem for entrepreneurs. How has that evolved? And maybe how I also need to ask this is that, given the kind of vehicles that you have on your website, these are individuals who probably have other businesses and are used 100%. To running them effectively, right? But if you're a little cuckoo and you have your Picanto or your Polo and you're just trying to make an extra buck on the side, is that something that your platform facilitates, allows, and partners with?
So look, it's part of the grander vision. When you look at history, like all great technologies usually start at the high end. We look at even your Teslas, cell phones, because it takes a lot of tech to create these great technologies. Then you start getting your margins right and then taking it lower. So that's our vision. We're looking to expand, include more vehicles, and then create basically a platform where anyone can earn. So even right now, if you look, there are the G-Wagons, but we have cars that are basically Uber Black upwards, you know, entry-level premium.
And Buggies. Others are people like carriers, the V-Class
exactly.
as well. Okay.
So the greater vision is for everyone to earn on the platform as we figure things out, and then we expand with the people.
Got you. Let's talk competition. I'm sure everybody asks you this. What makes this different to the likes of Avis or some of the other competitors that you have in the vehicle hiring industry in South Africa?
Awesome question. So when you look at car rental, or the future of car rental, in my opinion, there are three things that work. It's variety, volume, and proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Avis, like you mentioned, volume, they are amazing. But when you look at variety and proximity, that's where they're like, so I want a car that I can see on the road. I want Google's green Lamborghini, right? And when you look at their model, they can't source for those vehicles because, you know, they're harder to let go of, those type of things. When you look at proximity, in the fleet industry, you have to have your points where you can keep 100 cars, keep them safe. And what we take pride in, we call ourselves the Tinder for cars, which means you can open your app and match with a car close to you. Don't be naughty. Match with a car close to you. And we think that's where the game is going. But I believe that historically, there's always been closed systems, open systems. So Windows open system, Mac closed system, Android open system, iPhone closed system. And the people choose. Some people do want 10 cars that are white and boring. They will go to our competitors.
Yeah.
Other people want the cars where you go to your high school reunion and you shut down the show, you go on a date. And your girl is impressed, that type of thing. So we believe that there's space for both sort of models. And we just believe that ours is cooler in that there's more options, but also these are the people that get paid from every rental that is done, right? They get to participate in the economy. So just to touch on your other point, in terms of the people that list with us that look like they have money, they do, but they don't think that's a cool way to spend their money. They'd rather not pay car installment. Earlier, when I was listening, there's a guy that's
from Debt Busters, and we're talking about vehicle financing.
Exactly. That's like an 8-year commitment. They'd rather travel. Mm. They'd rather make money off our platform, travel, buy cool stuff for their family. Car installment is not a cool thing, guys.
Mm.
Only in South Africa, we take great pride in ownership, and it's somewhat toxic, right?
Mm.
To think that we take so much pride in spending so much of our money on this material thing. So there are cooler things to do with your money, and that's what most of our listeners have kind of realized and have taken on to what we're doing.
Got you. I hear you on that perspective, and really does go back to the theme you opened up with, being the Airbnb of vehicles, really. You know,
100%.
Opening up that ecosystem to use this asset to actually generate income and, you know, pay it off a lot sooner. What I am also intrigued by that really does come to mind is I see on your website a theme regarding sustainability.
100%.
And there's several aspects that you touch on there, whether it's environment sustainability, given new energy or hybrid vehicles, sustainability as well in terms of optimizing vehicle use and pricing. You know, talk to us about that theme and why it's important for a business like yours to highlight sustainability, where most entrepreneurs just continue to chase the capital without the consciousness.
100%. So I'm a civil engineer by profession. So I did my civil engineering at WITS, then I did my master's in water. But the key thing there is that, so one of the key elements in civil engineering is transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, including the government, believe that the way transportation enhances the economy is by building more roads and more, you know, more parking areas. But actually, it's not about building more roads. It's about building more avenues for people to earn. So with car sharing, that's a new way where people earn. And studies say that one car shared takes 7 to 13 cars off the road. which means when you have less cars on the road and we share cars and not everybody's stuck in traffic every day, we have more space to build parks, to build schools, to do better things with infrastructure than parking lots and roads, right? So we believe in a future where people will use cars only when they need them. And a vehicle will not be a fixed monthly expense, but will be an expense, a flexible on-the-go expense. When I need to go to a meeting, I'll pay for a vehicle.
Yes.
If I'm not driving, why am I paying for a vehicle, right? There's other ways to travel around. So that's really our theme around sustainability, just sharing assets, reducing your carbon footprint,
yes,
less impact.
100%. Especially impact on people as well, which is also a space that you do highlight. Who are your typical customers? I ask this because one of my colleagues, Siskeni, has a daughter just recently had a matric dance, and a supercar was gotten for her. So
right.
I can imagine that when it comes to matric dances, there's huge demand there.
Yeah.
But who, on average, you know, would typically be your customer and say, "Hey, man, so, I'd like to rent a supercar for the day"?
Yeah, we love the matric farewell market. Guys, keep coming. But yeah, our main market, we call them a maintainer standard of living clientele. Guy travels from Cape Town, left his Porsche there, wants a Porsche here.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's Porsche isn't for service, he wants one here. People that go for business. Today we hired a car out to, we also do government, so our black cars, the V-classes.
You must be busy right now, this week.
100%. So that's a very good market of ours. But it's quite broad. One of my friends, who's an actor, Tyson, he rents out the same car every weekend. And he's like, it's cheaper than paying for the car the whole month. He rents out the same car. He's like, dude, I only drive on Saturdays because I'm on set the entire week.
Oh.
So I will rent out the same car every weekend. So we have those type of use cases, which is it's quite broad and interesting, especially when you even look at the different cars.
Yeah. 100%. I think that's so important. And, of course, does give us a better understanding of how your business is shifting. I'm seeing a beautiful T-shirt in front of me from your colleague accompanying you on social media, and I didn't realize it's actually a screenshot, cell phone image of your app.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a good way to close it off on. For anyone who's looking for you, wants to partner, wants to have their car there, wants to hire their car.
100%.
You know, vehicle rental with no strings attached.
Okay, are we coining
that? Where do
we
find you?
You'll send us the invoice.
Yes, you will. Where can we find you? How do we get in touch? And what's the one need you also have as a business owner right now?
So we are at carsharenova.com. That's our website, but we're also live on Android and the iStore.
Apple.
Yes, so we are there. But yeah, currently, you know, we just need uptake. We need people to embrace what we are doing. We also need corporates to come through and help us with this mission, because what we're trying to do is quite big. When you look at the likes of your Ubers, your Bolts, your Airbnb, they contribute billions to our economy. But because they contribute those billions, they have to take them out of the economy.
Mm.
So the countries that have had their own versions of Uber sustained, like China with Didi, Grab in Malaysia, their government and their businesses locally have backed them and allowed them to grow, and not international competitors to take them over. So
100%.
Come through, support us.
Got you. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Temba. Really appreciate it. Onwards and upwards. We'll test it out. I wanted to say hopefully soon people will see me in a little something.
You know,
don't ask me where I got it.
Don't ask no questions.
Temba, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Gugu. I appreciate it.
That's Temba Mgimeti, who's the co-founder of CarShare Nova, joining us today. As you've heard, a vehicle sharing platform, really allowing and enabling entrepreneurs to participate in the vehicle sharing economy, but also as consumers for you to have access to a wider variety of cars that you might like.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.